Shelby Lynn recorded 5 albums before her new one, which is called I Am Shelby Lynn. They were all country records and were commercial failures, even though Lynn's vocals were unanimously praised. For her new CD, Lynn has collaborated with producer Bill Bottrell, who produced Sheryl Crow's breakthrough album, Tuesday Night Music Club. The result is a more unusual showcase, which rock critic Ken Tucker says is Lynn's best yet.
What is that? It doesn't sound much like country music, or rather, it sounds like a very particular, almost forgotten kind of country music. That song, Your Lies, was written by Shelby Lynn and producer Bill Bottrell in the manner of the 1960s style dubbed countrypolitan. It was virtually invented by the Nashville guitarist and producer Chet Atkins, who emphasized strings and horns in a way that had been anathema to hardcore country. Countrypolitan was created to cross over to a pop audience, which is exactly what Shelby Lynn wants to do, and her determination gives her music a rigor and energy that most countrypolitan never attained.
My guess is it's not big. Reality is at home hard. No need in putting it off anymore. Just turn away and let me walk out the door. Thought you had it all figured out, but baby, you don't know what love's about. It's time for me to spend some time alone. I'm tired of trying to make this your happy home. I'm leaving. Sad. This time is for good. I'm leaving sad, and you can't make me stay. I'm tired of hurting you. This ain't no good anyway.
Until now, Shelby Lynn's personal story always overshadowed her music. When she was still a teenager in Alabama, her father killed both her mother and himself, and Shelby married and divorced. She attracted attention as a performer for possessing a voice that seemed bigger, more mature than her age. Her vocal instrument was a producer's dream, a power to be harnessed. But no one could figure out how to do that, and as a result, all of Lynn's albums up to now have sounded compromised by her desire to be accepted within Nashville's mannerly musical style. That's why the title of this one, I Am Shelby Lynn, has the ring of a manifesto.
You and your element of dangerous, cheating death like a stranger, but devil's got your shirt tail clutched in the palm of his hand. Double vodka on the rocks on a plastic tray. Never fails you, but it won't take the hours away. Yeah.
Shelby Lynn is 31 now, and in working with Bill Bottrell, who has co-written nearly every song with her here, she's making shrewd compromises that only occasionally wobble, as when Lynn permits Bottrell to turn her into a Sheryl Crow sound-alike on Life is Bad.
A dream opening an ear to a painful silent scream.
Shelby Lynn is not the CD that's going to put Lynn in competition with Shania Twain and Garth Brooks. It's still too idiosyncratic for country radio and too country for rock radio, but it's certainly not the uneven, compromised work she's settled for in the past. It's a prickly, lovely album, hard-earned, and it'll come as a pure pleasure to any pop music fan with the good fortune to take a chance on someone who's turning a discredited 30-year-old musical style into something fresh and vital.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed I Am Shelby Lynn. Fresh Air's senior producer today was Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced by Naomi Person, Phyllis Myers, and Amy Sallet, with Monique Nazareth and Patty Leswing. Research assistance from Brendan Noonan. Anne-Marie Baldonado directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Smoking and thinking of things to do since you're gone. Sitting lonely, can't even get stoned. Taking a breath of a feeling that once lived in this house. At the mirror in the hall, talking to myself, a memory don't remember at all. Last thing you told me was the first thing that brought on these clouds. I'm looking up for the next thing. Here comes a jet plane. I can see the wheels hit the ground. However long I wait, I'm standing at the gate looking around.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. Additional support from Sisiv, building custom e-business systems for Global 2000 companies worldwide. On the web at CYSIVE.com. From Reel.com, an online source for movies, offering over 100,000 titles on VHS and DVD. On the web at REEL.com. AOL keyword REEL. And from Random House and its Bell Tower Books division, publisher of The Book of Jewish Values, a day-to-day guide to ethical living by Rabbi Joseph Telushkin. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
How do some schizophrenic people end up living on the street, carrying on inscrutable conversations with invisible people? On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Nathaniel Lackenmeyer, whose father became one of the mentally ill homeless. Lackenmeyer has written a new book about him called The Outsider. I'm Terry Gross. Join us for the next Fresh Air.